From NPR News in Washington, I'm Louise Schiavone. Spain's prime minister is hailing his country's bailout as a victory for the euro, but also acknowledges that Spain's 25% unemployment rate is likely to rise before it goes down. Lauren Freyer reports from Madrid on the Spanish leader's first comment since his government acknowledged it would become the fourth and largest eurozone nation to seek financial help.
For weeks, Prime Minister Mariano Rajoy denied Spain would need a bailout. He was nowhere to be seen on the night the request was finally made. A day later, he held a news conference denying reports EU officials pressured Spain into a bailout deal before Greek elections next week.
A mí nadie me ha presionado.
No one pressured me into this. I pushed for it myself because I wanted a line of credit, Rajoy told reporters, refusing to call it a bailout. Rajoy then hopped a plane to Poland to watch Spain play Italy in Europe's soccer championships. It's a game some have dubbed the debt derby because of both countries' poor economies. For NPR News, I'm Lauren Freyer in Madrid.
In France, it looks like the socialist agenda of President François Hollande could have the backing of a strong leftist representation in parliament. First round parliamentary elections there this weekend show leftist candidates winning strong support. Conservatives currently dominate the lower house of the French parliament, and it remains uncertain who will end up in control of the National Assembly after the decisive second round of voting June 17th. In the U.S., political losses for organized labor and races in Wisconsin and California are affecting the race for the new leader of one of the nation's largest labor unions. NPR's Allison Keyes tells us labor leaders are debating what direction to take as the November elections loom.
The president of the American Federation of State, County, and Municipal Employees, Gerald McEntee, is retiring after 31 years. He's endorsed the union's number two official, Lee Saunders, who's defended the union's multi-million dollar support of Democratic candidates. But his opponent, Danny Donahue, the union's leader in New York State, has said the union should focus on galvanizing its members and focus less on national campaigns at the expense of states like Wisconsin. In Tuesday's election, Republican Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker, who's curtailed collective bargaining powers for most union public employees, defeated a Democratic challenger. Political pundits saw this 3-2. Political pundits see the win as a loss for the labor union. Allison Keyes, NPR News.
Rafael Nadal is chasing his record 7th French Open crown in men's final play against Novak Djokovic, but play in Paris has been rained out today. When the second of two rain delays came, Nadal was leading 6-4, 6-3, 2-6, 1-2. Djokovic, who won 8 consecutive games in the third set, is up a break in the fourth. The French Open resumes tomorrow when the forecast in Paris is still for rain. This is NPR. The Miami Heat are back in the NBA Finals. Last night, the Heat pulled away in the fourth quarter and beat the Boston Celtics 101-88 in the seventh and deciding game of the Eastern Conference Finals. NPR's Tom Goldman reports Miami won with a team effort.
Game 7 was a reminder why they came together, why Chris Bosh and LeBron James joined Dwayne Wade in Miami a couple of years ago, a move that made the Heat a hated team outside Miami. Indeed, there was nothing but love last night at Miami's American Airlines Arena as 20,000-plus fans watched the Big Three score all 28 of the Heat's fourth-quarter points and seal the win. Bosh scored 19 for the game, including 3 key three-point shots. He earned high praise from James.
Game ball automatically goes to him. I mean, without his production tonight, we don't win.
But Miami doesn't win this hard-fought series without James. He averaged almost 34 points a game and single-handedly saved the Heat from elimination in Game 6. Miami plays the Oklahoma City Thunder in Game 1 of the NBA Finals on Tuesday. Tom Goldman, NPR News.
In hockey, the New Jersey Devils have kept their Stanley Cup hopes alive with a second straight win over the Los Angeles Kings. In the Florida Panhandle, damage assessments are underway after floodwaters from torrential rains tore through homes and closed roads. At the box office this weekend, with more than $60 million in ticket receipts.
There it is, the casino.
Perfect. That's where we'll find the penguins.
The number one spot goes to Madagascar 3, Europe's Most Wanted. I'm Louise Schiavone, NPR News, Washington.